We good morning, Shavuot Tov. We're at Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hey, right? 105. Dad, why don't you close the door, please, David? All right. So the we got up to the three lines from the bottom of the Amud on Kuf Tal Amud Bet. Doshei Shmot Hayomrim. So the Doshei Rosh Rashi says Doshei Psukim. It was like the guys who are experts in the Chazal who would Doshei Psukim. Right, they would set up this Kulan Ba'in Ramabah. This is amazing. We've just spent the last couple of daf discussing who isn't coming to Ramabah, and suddenly the Gemara says, Doshei Psukim, Ayu Omrim, Kulan Ba'in Lo'olam Haba. Everybody. Right? Shene'emar, why could we get a Pasuk over here? Pasuk says, Li Gilad, Veli Menashe, Ve'Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi Yehuda Mechokeki, Mo'av Sirach Tzia Ledom, Mashlich Na'alai Alai, Plashet Hitra'i. Go and explain each one of those words in the Pasuk. Right? So, because it says, Li Gilad, Veli Menashe, etc. Is that right? Li Gilad, who's Li Gilad? Ze Achav, Shenafal Beramot Gilad. So every one of the Pesukim, now we mentioned a lot of the tribes, yeah? Each one of these, Michael's nodding his head, he's very upset about that, right? This isn't fair, correct? We spent the whole daf been discussing who doesn't get Ramabah, so they all get Ramabah. Right? Ramot Gilad. Menashe Kamashmo, because it says, Li Gilad Veli Menashe. Now Hashem saying, they're all mine, they come to me. Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Ze Yeravam, Dekaati Me'Ephraim, he came from Ephraim. Yehuda Mechokekai, Ze Achitofel. Okay, and the Gemara says, Dekaati Me'Yuda, because he came from Yehuda. Moav, Sirachzi, right? What does it mean, Moav Sirachzi? Ze Gechazi, Shelaka Aliskei Rechitza. Right? Look at Rashi there, Moav Sirachzi, David, Dekaati Me'Moav. Okay, we're not going to all the stories. Al Edom Meshlich Na'alai Zed Doeg Adomi. Al Pleshet Ra'i Pleshet. Amru Malachi Ashrei. What's Pleshet? Right? If Pleshet, you can see it sounds like Plishtim. Right? That's the word. It sounds like Plishtim. So Alai Pleshet Hitra'i. Okay, what's this alluding to? So Amru Malachi Ashrei. Na'akadosh Baruch Hu. The angel said, Na'akadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. Im Yavod David. Sheharaget haplishti vohorishet banecha Gat. Remember we saw that we got to inherit the city of Gat, was the city of the plishti. We already learned that a few daf ago. Ma ta'o selo. Because what's going to happen here? David HaMelech is going to come to Hashem and say, what's going on over here? Look at Rashi. Al adom hashlich im yavo David. You see that the first narrow lines of the Rashi. Right? Ve'yitzak lefanecha. David's going to come and complain. Shout in front of you. Al she'atah noten chedek ledoeg v'achitof elam haba. Right, we saw this. Achitofel, Doeg, all these guys, right? Ma ta ose la hafist ato shehema yusunin ato. They hated David. And David believed that he did what he did, and they should get him a bar. He's going to come to him a bar, he's going to see them all there. What are you going to say to David? Hashem's got an amazing answer. Amar lahen, right? Alai la sotan reim ze la ze. That's what Hashem says. What's my job? Look at Rashi there. Alai la fai son, I've got to appease them. V'la'asotan re'im v'ahuvim ze laze v'haynu hitro'ai l'shon re'ut. So that's what the pasuk over there said, ad pleshed hitro'ai from re'al chaverim. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, Hashem isn't too worried. His job will be to make shalom between David and all his enemies, and they will live happily ever after. Baruch Adonai Melech Hashem,
Kodim Ra. One
in one part of Ramabah, one in the other part of Ramabah. Each have their own shul which they don't get into.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Madua, so now the Gemara takes another, now we're on these psukim over here. I written here next to myself in the pasuk, it's like always sliding backwards. This whole pasuk of Amishah are going backwards. Right, so Madua Shavavah Ha'am Hazeh Yerushalayim Shavavah Nitzechet. So basically the idea of Shavavah Ha'am Hazeh returning but like going back, it was always going back. Meshuva nitzachat echaziku betamit munashka. It's almost like Amrav, Amrav, Tshuva nitzachat heshiva kneset shel navi. Right, a Tshuva nitzachat. Actually read quite an interesting note over here. That the word Tshuva nitzachat, right, a Tshuva nitzachat sounds like modern Hebrew, you know? It's like an unbelievable argument. You can't compete with this argument. He said, this is not really the Lashon of the Gemara, right? He says, B'derech klal tarash, if Shum Lashon Nitzachon, he says, not Shachiach in Chazal at all, mainly in the Rishonim and the Poskim, but not in the Tanim and Amoraim. It's like it's interesting lashonness. So I have tshuva nitzachar chesh v'kenes yishol ha'navi. Because I'm already navi yishol, the prophet can yishol say, it's chazur b'tshuva. I think we speak about Yecheskel here. Avotechem shechatu. The prophet said to them, we'll see from the pasuk, it's Zechariah. Avotechem ayei ha'im v'arat. So they came to the navi came and said to them, I'm a navi yishol, chazur b'tshuva, do tshuva. Avotechem shechatu ha'echan. Because look, your fathers who sinned, well, this actually totally goes against the Gemara which learned a second ago, right? Because the Gemara in the second ago said they're all going to be coming into Olam Haba. So actually, everyone should be Olam Haba. But now we go back to the original understanding that no one goes to Olam Haba. So he said, look, Avotechem shechatu echen. So the Christian Israel said to the Navi, V'nevi echem shelo chatu echenen. You're telling us that we should do tshuva because look at those guys who sinned. But you guys who didn't sin, your Navi, where are you? In other words, where are you? What's the idea of where are you?
Dead.
Right, exactly, they're dead. Shneimar avotechem ayehem va'anavim olam yichyu. Like a question, right? Well, the nevim are going to live forever. Amar lehen chizru vodu. It seems like they back down. Shneimar. Right, look at the whole pasuk here. The pasuk says, Ach devarai v'chuka shetziviti et avadai hanevim. Hashem is saying what I instructed the nevim. Halo hisigu avotechem v'yashuvu v'yamru kasher zamam Hashem. It's what lasot lanu. Kedachenu kemalenu ken asa itanu. Treat us the same way. So he said like this, Avdiyarvim Shmuel. So basically there isn't such a great answer, right? Because look at Amalim Rashi, Alai, no, that's the wrong Rashi there, sorry. Next Rashi. So Shmuel Amal, Shmuel's got an explanation. Shmuel says, no, there is a tshuva menatzachat here. And what is this winning answer? Ba'u asara b'nei adam v'yashulufanav. Look at the Kutei Rashi quickly. Look at the Kutei Rashi there. Ba'u asara. You see the Kutei Rashi there? It's like a quote from Yecheskel. Ba'u asra on the left there towards the top. Ba'u asra b'nei adam v'yashulufanav. Vayihi b'shana shvit b'chamishi b'asor l'chodesh. Ba'u anashim miskinei Yisrael lidrosh et yedud v'yashvu lefanai. Right, they came to ask the malach. Lidrosh et Hashem al tzorchem to find their needs. V'im eno shomea lanu gam anu lo ne'enash ala v'erot shebiyadenu. They said, we shouldn't be punished. Wa asra e'kfar macharnu. What's the argument? Yeah, Hashem has sold us already. You've got to have talents against us. Kfar macharnu, ve'ein lanu alenu klum evet shemachu rabo. The master sold his slave. V'isha shegersha bala klum yesh la zeh alzeh. And the husband divorced his wife. He's got no talents, so they can't go and ask anything from her any longer. U'misof ha'inyan ata lamad mitshuva she'yishivam ba'ole aruchan v'chule. So here comes the answer. It's a quote, the whole quote here from Yechezkel. They came to Yechezkel. Shmuel says like this. We've sold us, like we just saw already. What do you want from us? Here comes the answer. Hashem says to the Navi, Emor lahen. Okay, look at that pasuk there. The pasuk comes from Yeshaya. Where do you see a sefer kritut? Now we saw with the get or with the eved that sends his master, that gives him a star kritut. Where's the star kritut? Ashelachtia, or Mimi Gushai Asher Machartirchem. Where can you see that? Minoshai, or Mimi Noshai Asher Machartirchem. Lohain Babunotechem Nim Kartim. I didn't sell them. They, by their own doing, for their sins were sold. Upshem Shachai, and they were sent because of what they did. Hashem said, I didn't divorce you, I didn't sell you. You were basically taken because of your own sins. Rabbi Nechem Nechatim, right? Behind the Amresh Lakish. My Dichtiv David, Rash Lakish, this explains. Why does the Pasuk say? The pasuk over here in Shmuel says, "Vata asu ki Hashem amar el David lemor biyad David avdi." Calls David avdi ma eved, and also the next pasuk there from Yirmiyah, right? He calls Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel avdi, also ma avdi. So we see David and Nebuchadnezzar both called eved Hashem, right? He says, "Galuy v'adriv nemi shamar vaya olam." It's Hashem. It's obviously in front of him. She'atidin Yisrael umarkach. He knew Amishah was going to come with this answer. And say, what do you want from us? You stole us. You've given us away. We're no longer yours. Don't have talent against us. That's why he called them both Avdo, David and Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Eved shekara nechasim. Eved who goes now and buys nechasim. Now remember, Nebuchadnezzar or David are both his avadim. Eved lemi. Who does Eved belong to? To Hashem. Nechasim lemi. Who has nechasim to? Also to Hashem. So it's not a time that they can't say Hashem sold it, Hashem sold anything. The you are sold into Avdut, but your Eved is an Eved of Hashem. So therefore, he stays with them all the time. Okay, now an interesting pasuk coming up over here on this, on Am Yisrael. The pasuk over here says, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So a long pasuk. Vahaola aruchechem hayo. Loti asher atem umrim niyeh kagoyim kumishpachot ha'atzot ha'shayet etz va'even. Chai ninu Hashem. God says like this. Chai ninu Hashem. Elohim im lo b'yad chazaka v'zor tuya. With an outstretched arm and a strong arm. Ubechema shvucha. Like spread out anger. Im lo chalachem. I will rule over you. It's God saying, under any circumstances, I will rule over you. Right? Look at how the Gemara turns it. Amar Rav Nachman. Kol ki hai ritcha. Such anger, liltach rachmana alan velifrukinan. Let him have such anger on us and redeem us. Okay, if Hashem says he's going to be so angry with us, he'll force us to do it, we don't mind. Let him show that anger, liltachan, let him be angry with us. Right, look at Rashi there. Liltachan. Kihai, look at Rashi, ko kihai rutchem, mi yiten biyabo lanu. He said, alavai, ze hakas, bechema shvucha, im loch alechem, shigaleinu. Let him redeem us against our will and rule over us. Because we're happy to get it that way. But if the outcome will be that Hashem will rule over us, we're happy it will come. The next passage we've got over here is V'yasro lemishpat Elohav yorenu. Okay, it's a bit difficult passage. Just give me an English translation, a literal translation on the passage, please.
Let him chastise it to compel it to do what is right.
Okay, so it's along the same line. Look at Rashi. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amalei Nabi Yisrael, Chazru b'tshuva, do retshuva. So Amru lahen, Ein anu yocholin, we can't. Why? Yetzer hara sholet banu. Remember, we've seen this before, right? That the Yetzer hara sholet banu. Remember, we had that with, who was that with? With Menashe. Who was it that Menashe said, if it was your time, if it was you, you also would have run to do tshuva. Remember that? It was Menashe, eh? He said that, I think it was Menashe.
You've run to do Avodah Zarah.
We run to do Avodah Zarah. That was the whole idea. The Yetzer hara, he caused them to do Avodah Zarah. That was the... That's the idea, right? He says like this, we can't. He says, Yetzer Shlet Banu. Sama Alahem, Yasoru Yetzerechem. Right? Here he says, now, remove away your Yetzer. I was overcome your Yetzer. So Amru lo, Elohav Yaronu. Right? Look at Rashi there. Haimus Chuvin Nitzachat Damu. He says, they're still carrying on in the answers of what were the winning answers they gave. Elohim Yaronu. Let God do the chasing. Shalan Yecholim Yisorotok. Because we can't get rid of the Yetzer. It's unbelievable. Like, we can't relate to it, thank God. I think it was a Gemara that said that Yetzirah, that Hashem took away Yetzirah, right?
No, you
got to check this like a dollar. Right? That they prayed, because otherwise, we can't relate to this. That's the whole idea of it. Okay, Rabbi, now we go back to the Mishnah. So now, the last Mishnah, and towards the end of the Mishnah, we said there, the three Malachim, and Arba had Yotot, right? It was Bilam, Gehazi, who else was it?
Bilam, Doeg,
Achitofel. Sorry, thank you. Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, Vegechazi, right. So Gemara starts with a standard question, right? The names. So Bilam, what's Bilam? The Gemara says, Beloam, right? Look at the pasuk over here. Look at the pasuk. Look at Mesor Hashas for a second, please. Go to Mesor Hashas there, the Gimel, right? He says, can you see the Gimel there? The second Mesor Hashas at the top. He said, Girsa Ha'aruch, in the Aruch, right? What's he got there? He's got Bala'am, from the word swallows up. Perush, Sheya'atz Eitzot Levela'am Livlo'am Yisrael. He gave Eitzot which would swallow up Am Yisrael. Another explanation. Bil'am Belo'am, without a nation. In other words, like he has got a nation. Perush, She'ein lo chelek Am Yisrael. It's got nothing to do with Am Yisrael. That's under Erech Bela. Okay, I'm making the Gemara now. Rashi says over here, Belo'am, She'ein lo chelek im Am. It's exactly from the Aruch. You can see it there, right? Another one, Bil'am, Shebala'am, with a hay at the end, Shebilbel Yisrael, right? Be'etzato she'isiu le'balak, when he came back to Kedabin and the Meimar, they come, he peeled mehem, kaftar and afim, and as a result, they caused big tzoros, right? Of the Bil'am. Then he was Balak ben Ba'or, right? So why is he called ben Ba'or, right? So look at Rashi there. Ba'or she'ba'al be'ir. Be'ir, look at Rashi, says, yeah, be'ir. He says, she'ba'al atono, he had relations with his donkey. We're going to see lots of that today. Kumo behema de metarginan be'ir. Rashi says the targum for behema is be'ir in Aramaic, right? So, Bil'am ben Ba'or. Sheba'al b'yitana, hu Ba'or, right? So now we've got a case of, yeah, Ba'or is his father, right? So who's his father here? His father is, what the brightness says, hu Ba'or, hu Kushan Rishatayim, for hu Lavan Ha'arami. Okay, so Kushan Rishathaim was a big issue of that. Kushan Rishathaim didn't live at the same time that Abraham lived, that Moshe lived. And Bilam died during the time of Abraham. I mean, during the time of Moshe. So a bit of a question exactly what this means over here, because he lived during the Shoftim. We'll see it in a second. The Gemara actually says it itself. So what does it mean, hu ba'or? Right, look at Rashi there. Tanu hu ba'or. Aviv shel Bilam hu kushan reshataim hu lavan arami. The same guy. Right, he's the same person. Interesting that, eh? That according to the Gemara, he was Lavan. That Baor, Bilam's father, was Lavan. Other than anybody who's heard this group before, I don't think it's the most commonly known.
Bilam's father was Lavan.
Bilam's father was Lavan. According to this Gemara.
That means he was Rivka's sister.
That means that he was Rivka's sister.
Brother.
That brother. That means he was Abraham's brother in law. And yet he lived during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So.
It was Rachel and Leah. So Bilam was supposedly Rachel and Leah's brother.
That's what he's saying, yeah. Leah's brother doesn't. Rachel's brother, right?
Sorry, Rachel and not
Rachel. Right. I know what you mean. Right, Rachel and Leah.
It says here that it's extremely. He would have to live an extremely long life.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of difficulty in this.
All from Aram.
Yeah, but all from?
It says.
All from Aram Naharaim.
The Gemara is stating that they were all from the same person. They were all from Aram
Naharaim. They were from family.
So maybe they weren't really children. They might have been in their lineage, and might be something more like a different level of explanation here, that he was embodied a Lavan. It might not be a literal explanation. Anyhow, Baor, right? So Baor, we just saw now Shebaal Ba'ir. We saw that, right? Kushan Rishataim, Wazi Rishasham, the Abad, Shtei Rishiyot Rishav, Achad Bimei Yaakov, the Achad Bimei Shvot HaShoftim. You see, the one during Yaakov, which explains Lavan. And the one Jewish Shvot HaShoftim, which is this guy himself, Kushan. Uma Shomo, and what is his real name? Lavan Arami Shomo. So all the others are sort of like, what do you call them? Nicknames, and that's his name. Ketiv Ben Baor, Uchtiv Beno Baor. So is Bilam Ben Baor, or is his son Baor? Mm-hmm. Right? Decide. What is he? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Aviv. Benohu lo beniv. I think actually Rashi brings us in the pasuk on the Chumash. It says here, Amar Yochanan, Aviv benohu lo beniviut. That's what it means. His father was like a son to him in his neviut. His father's a man in Avi. Look at Rashi there. The very first Rashi on the Tosfos side of the daf. Benohu lebilam beniviut. Right, he was a son to him in neviut. Shebilam gadol meaviv aya beniviut. Bilam was greater than him as far as neviut was concerned. That's how he explains the pasuk. Now the Gemara carries on. Bilam. When we said that Bilam didn't come to him, but we go back to the original question we had in our Mishnah, remember, about Bilam was a goy, alright? So the Gemara making a fuss that Bilam never came to him about. So what's the Gemara's question is? What, so he never came to him about, all the other goyim did come to him about? Right? That's the Gemara's question. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi changes the words. Rashi's gears was a bit different. Ha sha'ar nochrim atu. You see that Rashi there?
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I want an older goyim do." Klomar, mida kachashi tanad amadit in the Bilam shaya nochi behada hediotot. Since Bilam was a goyim, including all these other guys, ukam and nechel gamabat michlau. What's inferred from? He had the shah nochi, yesh lehem chelek. So the Gemara says, "Matnitin mani." Who's our Mishnah according to? Our Mishnah must be according to Rabbi Yeshua. He why? Because we got a brighter. The brighter Rabbi Ezra Meir Yashuv ureshaim leshola. Right, kol goyim shechei Elohim. So he brings a pasuk over here. That pasuk. Comes from Tehillim, right? Yashuvu Rasha'im Lish'ola, all the Rasha'im will go back to the depths. Kol Goyim Shechichei Elohim. Right? Give me a little translation on that pasuk, somebody please. Kol Goyim Shechichei Elohim.
Will return to the grave all peoples who are forgetful of God.
Forgetful of God, okay. So now the Gemara says, Yashuvu Rasha'im Lish'ola, who are those who go down to their depths, to the graves? Elu Poshei Yisrael. And Kol Goyim Shechichei Elohim. Elu poshei ovdei kochavim divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who are shechichei Elohim? Elu poshei ovdei kochavim. Now, I think the Gemara understands from this that poshei ovdei kochavim are all of them. Right? Look at, in other words, ovdei kochavim don't have olam haba. Look at Rashi there. Madidim mani, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Elu ne'ma yashuv rishim lishole b'chol ha'goyim mashma. See that? As far as he's b'chol ha'goyim mashma. All the goyim are shechei Elohim. They don't have forget. Okay. So now, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says to him, the pasuk says b'chol hagoyim, which meaning all of them. No, balolone ma'ela kol goyim shechei Elohim. Right? Eli yashuv reshim leshola. And who are these that go to shola? Ma'anihu kol goyim Rashi, only those who are shochech Elohim. Vafoto Rasha. In other words, the others who aren't shochech Elohim will go to Rabba. So according to Rabbi Yoshua, they are goyim who've got Rabba. All the goyim got Rabba, other than the few that we mentioned, right? Now, Gemara says here that Bilam himself knew this, and he gave a siman ba'atzmo. What does it mean he gave a siman ba'atzmo? I'll just quickly look at that Rashi there. My ninu kol goyim shechelam. Demishum achi borei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'rasha'im shebahem. V'noten otam begel, only the bad ones. V'ein lahem chelek latid, aval hashar yesh lahem chelek. Others have got chelek l'mabah. Right? So now, the Gemara says that Bilam himself gave himself a siman. Rashi says she'enu chelek latid. What is the siman? Ba'atzmo amar, tamut nafshi mot yesharim. Right? Because the pasuk there says, Bilam himself says, right, mi mana far Yaakov, right, who will count, mi mana, can one count the ash, the dust of Yaakov, who mispire it, Rav Yisrael, tamut nafshi mot yesharim, ma'ashu die, a death of yesharim, utehi achariti kamohu, right, look at Rashi there, im yamut mitat atzmo te achariti kamohu, tebala yesh lechalik imahem, ve'im lav, de lo yamut, ele yahareg, hineni holech la'ami legehenom. Okay, Bilam said, "Im tamut nafshi yesharim, ashudan nafshi yesharim, and what's a mavet yesharim? That he goes to sleep at night, doesn't wake up, a normal person. But if he gets killed, there's not a normal death, and therefore he knows he's going to Gehinnom. Hineni holech la'ami. You see that? Now this hineni holech la'ami doesn't actually mistader in Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says that ami, all the goyim have got lamaba. He says, I'm going to ami, to my nation, meaning I'm going to all the other goyim are which don't lamaba." No, that's, I don't know if you see anything in the Gemara that I don't know about. Gehinnom, right. Which is all Gehinnom, right. Now the Gemara is like this. Vayachuzik name Moav. There's an amazing Gemara coming up, by the way. Like mind-boggling. Vayachuzik name Moav, Zik name Midian. What do you mean? The elders of Moab and the elders of Midian walked together, right? They went to see Bilam. So the Gemara is like a telling the bride, Midian u Moav, lo hayalem shalom me'olam. They were never, ever friendly neighbors. Look at Rashi there. Dichtiv hamakeh et Midian b'zdei Moav. They were backed in fighting all the time. So mashal l'shnei klavim shayu be'eder. Two dogs in a what do you call a thing of dogs?
Pack.
A pack of dogs. Vayu tzehubin ze laze. Look at Rashi. And they were yellow. Koasin. They were angry with each other. Kadam shekoes panav tzubin. Guys get angry. They shout. Their faces go yellow. I'll see. To me, they go red. Yeah. Vazev alaychad, a wolf came. Amar to attack the one. Amar echad im eino ozro, if I don't help him, im eino ozro. Hayom orego, today he'll kill him. Ulemachar ba'alai, but tomorrow he's going to get me. Halchu shnehem vargu azev. So these two enemies went and killed the zev, killed the fox, the wolf. Amar apapa, a papa says, Haynu do amra inshe. This is what people say. I'm used to having my talk in front of me all these times. Hi, I'm an Inche, right? He says this is the euphemism, the what do you call the Inche? The popular adage, whatever. Right? There's a word for it, like anyhow. Karkushta v'shunra. Now I think karkushta is the cat and the mouse.
Weasel.
What's a weasel?
It's like a mouse.
Like a mouse. Like a rat. So you understand? Karkushta v'shunra, the cat and the mouse. Avdu hilule mitrave de bishgada. The mouse and the cat made a hilula, right? They had a simcha. Mitrave de bishgada. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, "Kukusha shuna ein lahem shalom me'olam." They're the two who are like the quintessential arguers, right? They never had peace together. And bishgada mazora, right? In other words, they made a feast from the guy who had bad luck.
The enemy of my enemy
is my friend. Exactly. Now, the Yashvu Sarei Moav in Bilam. Now, Bilam, they sat together. Yashvu Sarei Moav. So Gemara, it says the passage said a second ago that Alchu Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midian, and now it's just by Yashvu Sarei Moav. So the Sarei Midian Lechan Azel. Where did the Midianim go? Where did the leaders go? So Gemara's like this: Kevan Da Amar Lehu. Since Bilam said to them, Linu Po Alai LeVashivot Yedchem Davar. He's going to get consulted Hashem. They were clever. The Midianim. Right, they said, Amru, klum yesh av sonet beno. There's no chance that the father is going to hate his son. That he's going to get permission from Hashem to go and curse Am Yisrael. We're wasting our time here. And they got up in this winter. Rav Nachman, this is also a brilliant Gemara. This I tell you, Amar Rav Nachman, chutzpah. This is chutzpah. Afilu klape shmaya mahani. But the next part of the Gemara is even a better Gemara. He says chutzpah, even with regard, people who got chutzpah achieve things, even if with regards to Hashem. Why? Because mikare ketiv, originally what did the Hashem said, lot lechim ahem, don't go with them. And in the end, Bilam with his chutzpah continued to push Hashem, ulevesof ketiv kum lechitam, you can go with them. Okay, so in the end, Bilam through chutzpah, look at Rashi there, the fact that he had chutzpah, Hashem said, don't go. He said to the guys from Balak, you know what, stay here nonetheless tonight, let me try and talk to Hashem, shamalok kadosh baruch hu b'tchilal, t'lech b'hadar amalach, and then he changed his mind, so you can go. So Amar Rav Sheshet, look at this, Amar Yehuda Gemara, this chutzpah. He said, what is chutzpah? Malchute belo tagahi. It's an uncrowned king. Right? Malchute is chutzpah. Look at Rashi there. He says, Malchute belo tchlomar shara gedola. It's chutzpah. People, it's got like a position of authority. And all it's missing is just to be officially appointed. Right, and where do we get that from? You know, there's Lekutei Rashi, look at Machute Belo Taga. Sar Gadol, it's like a great prince. Elo She'elo Mutar, hasn't got a crown. Right, Yichtiv, look what happens here. Va'anochi Hayom Rachu Mashuach Melech. Right, look at that pasuk over there. The pasuk over here, pasuk Yud Chet. Va'anochi Hayom Rachu Mashuach Melech. Va'anashim Ha'ele B'nei Tzruya Kashim Mimeni Yeshalem Hashem Osei Rakirato. Right, so what are we talking about over here? That what was the pasuk that I just read a second ago? Yud chet. Yud chet. Yud chet v'anochi. This is from Shmuel, right? So who's speaking over here?
What are you talking about now?
This pasuk, yeah.
Anochi hayom.
Anochi hayom, yeah.
David.
That's it. David is melech. Of course. Sorry. David is saying, look, I'm a melech, and nonetheless, on these kids, I've got nothing on them. They were such chutzpanim that David couldn't even contend with them, even though he was a king, and they weren't a king. So Amr said, Mishpacha. He was the king.
According to this, he was saying about Yoav who killed Avner. And so even Yoav was David's general. David still didn't, Yoav had really this power.
Which through chutzpah, he took the power.
It was chutzpah killing Avner right there.
So the Gemara's not really criticizing chutzpah here, it's really quite endorsing
okay.
It. It's endorsing it.
That's our people, your chutzpah.
I think it's stating a fact. Okay, I'm not going to argue the Maharal, but I think that the Gemara is stating. Could be. Bilam. So now the Gemara spent a lot of time here on Bilam. Bilam chiger beraglo achataya. He was a limp. He was a lame. Right? Shneimar vayelech shefi. Right? This is vayelech shefi. Rashi says shefi kamo buke daatma deshaf miduchte. Like the limb has been moved, like displaced. Okay. Shimshon and if Bilam was with one shefi, Shimshon b'shtei raglav. Why? Because Shimshon, who came from the tribe of Dan, there it says shvifon alai orech hanoshech ikvesus. So it's a play on the words. Yeah, shefi shvifon. That with him it was doubled. Okay. If Shimshon was a lame in both legs, then he must have been quite amazing guy, right? Bilam was a sum v'achat ben aver. Was he lame in one leg, Bilam? Right, but he also was blind in one eye. Shneimar shtum ha'ayin. Right, his eye was closed. More than that, it says kosem ba'matoya. We've seen this a couple of times. He was a magician with his male part. Right, ketiv achen nofel v'galuy enayin. Uketiv hatam v'inei haman nofel la'mita. Right, so we see that when haman nofel la'mita, he fell on the mita to try and seduce Esther. Here, nofel v'galui enayim. The idea of nofel, also the sort of the play on the words here of the itmar mazutra amar kosem b'matoi. And we got a machloket yavu. You said what? Mazutra says like this: kosem b'matoi. He was a magician. Me'apod mar barid rabin amar shebala tonoi. He says no. That passage is referring to that he had relations with his donkey. Okay, Mad Amar Kosem Bamato Hayakid Amar. Whoever says it was a Kosem Bamato, like we saw a second ago from the Gzer Shabbat. Umad Amar Ba'ala Tonoya, and it says, Ketivach, it says, Avia Kara Shachav, right? So this pasuk over here, which comes from Amibar, Kara Shachav, Kariu Chalavim Yikmin, Varche Baruch Varu Arech, right? He will bend down, and Uchtivatam there in Kavdalid, the pasuk in Shoftim says, they're talking about with the Alan Sisra. Also there, Kara Nafal. So we see that Kara Nafal is relating to sexual relations, and it refers to... okay, do that now. The Gemara carries on. Back to Bilam. Hashta, it says, V'yodeh da'at Elyon, that Bilam knew, says, Ne'um Shomei Imrael, V'yodeh da'at Elyon, Machazeh Shaddai Yechazeh Asi Hashem in the vision, Nofel V'glui Enayim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Yodeh da'at Elyon? How could he have understood da'at Elyon? Right? Da'at Behem Tolo HaVeyadeh, he never even understood his animal. Da'at Elyon HaVeyadeh, he's able to understand the da'at Elyon of Hashem. So the Gemara says, what's da'at Behem Tolo? What does it mean, da'at Behem Tolo? Avia says, "Ba'am teito de amre ilei." My time lo rachav tesusia. Right, the sarin that came, they saw it was the donkey. They said, "Why are you riding a horse?" He says, "Amalu sadailu beretiva." I sent him out to pasture. Rashi says, "Yeah, sadailu beretiva." Beretiva. Rashi, look at the very last wild lines. Ba'achu lirot asavim lachim. I've sent him out to eat wet pastures. So amre ilei. So the donkey says to Bilam, "Hello, Anuchi Atonecha, or Atoncha, am I not your donkey? What do you mean? You're telling that your horses aren't here, but I'm your donkey." So he says, "No, Latina Ba'alma." He says, "No, this donkey's only for carrying stuff, just stam a pack horse." So he says, "Asher Achavtala," the donkey doesn't stop, right? The donkey says, "What do you mean, Asher Achavtala? You rode on me." So he says, "No, I cry Ba'alma, just every now and again." Look at Rashi there. This is like a dusiach here between the donkey and Bilam. Amale hu teina bama lisa masot velo likov, not to ride. So amale asher achav tala, but you ride me. He says, "No, I cry ba'am." You see the Rashi there. Kesheini sus mezumam. I haven't got a horse. I ride you. So now the donkey says, "Amale moedecha." He says, "What do you mean? Moedcha liyom hazeh forever. Velo on. Not only have you always driven me, elo ele shani oselecha maase ishut balayla. You only ride me during the day, but I'm your company. I keep you company at night." Look at the pasuk says, "Vatomer atonu Bilam, halo anochi atoncha, asher chavta la yuran on me, melcha yomaze, ha'asken hiskanti." The word "ha'asken hiskanti" means I've ever like let you down, right? But the Gemara says, "Look, ha'asken hiskanti, nechtiv hatam, vatehi lo sochenet." That pasuk says with David HaMelech when they brought him. Remember, he was getting old, and he needed someone to come and keep him warm. Look at Rashi there, Sochenet Mechamemet, right? So he says from Eskanti. It's actually interesting because the Gemara there, we learned that David never necessarily had relations with her, right? She just laid down to keep him warm. Avishag, who was it? Avishag. Here it implies that it wasn't so simple, right? Okay. Elamai v'yodea datil. So now what is v'yodea datil? What do we mean? So Shaya yodea lechavet. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Shaya yodea lechaveno tashash baruch hu kuespo. He knew exactly the moment at which time Hashem got angry and he could challenge his energies at that exact moment. How am I lahu navi lishah? So Prophet said, Ami, right, this pasuk over here, Ami zachar from Micha. Ami zachor na'ma ya'atz balak melech Moav, umea na'oto bilam ben bo'or. Right, min hashitim ad hagilgal leman da'atzikol Hashem. What is going on over here? Right, min hashitim ad hagilgal. My leman da'atzikol Hashem. What does it mean to know leman? In order that you should know the da'at of tzidkot Hashem of the tzedek of Hashem. Hashem said to Yisrael, "Deuna kamat tzidkot asiti imachem." You should know how many justice, how much tzedek I've done with you. Why? Shelo kasti kol damim b'mei bilam rasha. Because I never got angry. Whereas Bilam would know my time of anger. Had I got angry at that time, he would have been able to apply the time and would have destroyed all of you. Right? Had I got angry in those days, lo nishtayer misonehen shishel sarit pali. We've seen this lashon before, right? That a sonei Yisrael, in other words, Amishal themselves, it's a lashon of Amishal themselves, there wouldn't be anybody, not a sarit or palit, no refugee, no remnants, no nothing. So he said, amalei Bilam lebalak. This is what Bilam said to Balak. Maikov lo kavoel, right? Look at the Bishop Ashasti on that Dalit there. He says that Tzichlomar, no, wrong one. Dalit Tzichlomar, Uma is Om Loza Am Hashem. Melamed Shekolo Tamayamim Loza Am Hashem. During that time, Hashem never got angry. Right? Also, Mecholium, Kama Zam, so the Gemara gets involved now in the Zam of Hashem. So, Kama Zam, and how long is Hashem's anger for every day? We said that this, he never got angry then, we were lucky we were saved, but as a rule, how long does he get angry for? So, the Gemara says, Raga, right? An app, just a moment. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Kirega ba'apo chayim birtsono. Kirega ba'apo, he's the Rega ba'apo chayim birtsono, right? In that moment, look at Rashi there. Ki rege ba'poa. If you need, I can't find Rashi. Ah, El Zoem. Sochin Hashem. Kol otan yamim. I lo zam Hashem. I don't know. I thought it was Rashi there.
El Zoem bechol yom.
Where is it? Okay. Kara krahu. Kama zamo rege. There we are. Kede mafik la mikra ki rege ba'poa chayim birtsun. Okay. So, if you want to say we got another proof for it. We have to use that pasuk. We got another pasuk. What's a pasuk? Right. That pasuk over here. So the pasuk says, Lech ami bo bechaderecha, come to your room, bechaderecha, uzgod latecha, right, and close the doors, badecha, chaki ma'at, wait a bit, rega ad yavor zam, a moment until the zam passes. We have another pasuk there, which also says that you can wait for a moment. So the Gemara says, eimat ratach, what time of the day is this? The Gemara says, betlat shai kamati, in the 3 hours of the day, right, ki chavre karbaltad tarnagula, okay, we see this, all knows from Brachot. Right, when is it? Kichavra karbalta, when the thing of the chicken, like the what do you call comb. This thing of the chicken? The what?
The comb.
The color. What's the real English word? The kabola, the crest. Thank you. Right, of the chicken becomes whitened. Right. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kol shav v'shata hanami chavra. It's white all the time. So the Gemara says, no. Kol shav v'shata it beisuri kisumke. At some all the time, it's got like strokes of red. Look at Rashi there, suri kisumki. When it's silver, yesh ba shurot adumot, rows of red, ma'od kerigelutam. But otasha, but then at that particular hour, kula machasefet, right? It's completely silver. What? Right? Late pasuk is how many to have a b'shivut to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to have a kemetzale. So now that we know this moment is at the time of the chickens, that the chickens crest or crown, whatever goes white, goes silver. So in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi neighborhood, there was a guy, a min, right, like an apikros, we call him, who used to cause him strife all the time. Yom echad, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi got upset enough. Nakatar negultiv asalei bekarev otiv. He grabbed a chicken, tied it by its legs, right, of otiv, and sat there waiting. But he was going to wait for the exact moment for that chicken's crest to turn white. Then he was, and then Amar Kimata Hu Shata, when this time comes, Itlaya, I'm going to curse this guy. He was going to use that exact moment. Kimata Hu Shata. What happened? Yeah, to the Shabbos afternoon in Daf Yomishir, and Nim Naman, he fell asleep. Right.
Happens the best of it.
So Amar, right? They said Shema Mina Love Orech Ara. He says, obviously, that's not what I'm meant to do. It's not meant to be to curse anybody. Dichtiv, we've got a pasuk, Gam anosh le tzadik lo tov. Afilu b'minei lo rish, afilu b'minei lo ibaylei lemei marhachi. Right, look at the pasuk there. Look at Rashi there. Look at Rashi in the pasuk. He said there, v'tet, he says, orech ara, look at the bottom there. Orech ara. Gam anosh le tzadik lo tov. Ein nachon le tzadik shiye ma'anish. No one should be punished because of him. Okay, interesting that, eh? The time that Rabbi Meir says the bright in his name, that when the sun shines, thank you. And the kings now get up and they put their crowns on their head, and they bow down to the sun, miyad koes. Right?
Look
at the Rambam. Look at the Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Okay. No, all these guys should go in and shultim bo. But Hashem yachol yichos l'avodah zara. Hem mishtachvim po l'avodah zara. Right? Vayakom bilam haboker. Now we go back to Bilam. Vayakom bilam haboker. I think I left out something here about three hours. Did we read that shat at the Tlata?
Yes.
Did we read that it's the 3 hours of the day? Yeah. Okay. Vayakum Bilam baboker, vayachbosh et atono. This is a very famous Gemara. Right? Bilam got up in the morning and says, Vayakum Bilam baboker, and he himself saddled his donkey. And Tani Mishur Bishimu ben Elazar, another bright, Ava, So he says like this. From this we learn what? Ahava mevatele tshura shel gedola. Right? And we learn here that ahava, love, what is mevatele tshura? It wastes, puts away the normal course of events. Normal course of events, the king doesn't saddle his own horse. Right? Important is that Adios, he's got people who do it for him. But Avram, he got up in the morning, Vayashkeim Baboker. Right? And what's the rest of the pasuk over there? The pasuk says, Vayashkeim Avraham Baboker, Vayachvosh et Chamoro. He didn't get any wealth, he did it himself, out of Ahava, to go and fulfill Hashem's work. So too, we see Sinam Vatirid Ashura. Right? Mibila. He got in the morning himself. He was in such a hurry to go curse Am Yisrael. He didn't have any Amar B'Yud Amarav Lolam Yasok Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvah. He says a person should always learn Torah and mitzvahs. Why? Afilu Shlo Lishma. Even since before as well. We saw this come already in Sota, I think, right? Or should we talk Shlo Lishma Ba Lishma? Because in the end it'll be why? What?
2 days ago we said this. Mm-hmm.
2 days ago? Do you know I'm going so crazy?
Was it?
Sachim Echin Sota Horayas Gazi. Yeah, Sota was in Sota, Daf Kafbet. But it's also it's a Gemara we learned. It's a Kiddushin as well, by the way. In Kiddushin as well. Mitoch Lishma Balishma. We had it as well in Kiddushin. She says, like, Mitoch Lishma Balishma. Maybe you learned in the Rambam. Right? She Beschar Abaim Ushtaim Korbanot. She Kriv Balak. Look at this, eh? Balak brought, at the end of that 42. And Rashi does the calculation. You want to look at Rashi if you don't trust the Gemara. Bain parim la'elim, between the cows and the goats, right? Because he said 7 parim and 7 elim, so there were 14 of them, and he did it 3 times. 3 times 14 is 42, all right? So he says, look at that, at the end of the day, Balak got a bit of a schutya, right? Amar Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rut, Pitor Shel Eglon. He was Eglon's son, Eglon's daughter. And Ben Beno Shel Balak, Melech Mavaya, and he was the grandson of Balak. Right? So now, why are we on Rut? Why are we discussing Rut? We discuss another, somebody can Rut, David HaMelech. Al Amar Rabbe Rabbe Amari, Ketiv, Yetiv, Remit, Shem, Shlomo, Mishibcha, Vigdal, Et Kiso, Mikisecha. Right? Look over here. Look at the pasuk over here. The pasuk here says the whole pasuk. I think I actually read the whole pasuk already. So the gam bau avdei hamelech levarechet Adonainu hamelech David lemoi. Servants came to bless David. How did they bless him? They said, "Make Shlomo bigger than you." So the Gemara says, "Orech ara lemaimre le lemalka hachi." Is this the way you talk to a king? So the king that your son should be greater than you. This is an amazing Gemara. This is a daf. I don't know how to remember this, but this is unbelievable stuff. I forgot to remember this stuff. It's full of him, unbelievable stuff. So Amale, so he says, no. He never said, make him bigger than you. He says, Me'ain Kamrele, like you. Me'ain like you. In other words, as big as you. If you don't say that, that's what the Lashon over here means, because the Pasuk over here said, right, Amelech Labrechet Adonil Amelech, and they said, Yetiv Elohim et Shem Shlomo Mishmecha. Ve'yigdal et kiso mikisecha. So from you, if you don't say that from you means me'ain you, then we've got a problem somewhere else, right? If you don't say ma'achi, then we've got a problem. Because we've got another pasuk over here. It says, Tevorach minashim ya'el, eshet chever hakeni, minashim ba'ohel tevorach. That ya'el, right, she's the one that killed Sisera, right? She should be greater than the nashim of the ohel. And who the nashim of the ohel will see in a second, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't say that meh, Nashim means as you, and it means greater than you, then we've got a problem explaining your ale. Because look at the passage, says, Nashim Yalash Chabera, right? Nashim Bohel, Ma'anin, who are the Nashim Bohel? Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Belea. So, Orech, Ara, Lemam, Rachi, can we say that your ale should be greater than them? Elam, Ein Kamar. Just like we mean there, no, that she should be as great. Hachanami, Ein Kamar. And mercy is Cholek. Everyone agrees with this, right? Upligad Rabbi Yossi Bar Choni. Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Choni, b'chol adam mitkane chutz mibeno v'talmidot. This is amazing Gemara. It says you can be jealous of everybody. The two people you can't be jealous of, your children and your students. We've had this Gemara before, right? But there's no Mishra Shas, yeah? Right? V'no mishlomo. We learn that from Shlomo, from here, in this case of here. V'talmido. And who do we learn from the case of Talmido? Ibat Aima. One of the answers is by Hina Pishnaim Ruchacha Elai. One is with Eliyahu and Elisha, when he asked, what do you want me? He said, I want twice from you, and he gave it to me. But Amen, for his mochet, I love it. So, Rashi says, yeah, when it came to the case of Yeshua, right, Hashem said, right, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu lo amar lo Moshe ela v'samachte et yadcha alav. Put one hand on him, right? Chadav azir ihu v'samich tarte. Moshe did smicha with both hands. So you see, Moshe was in no way to this of Yeshua. He was his student, and from Shlomo his father. Vayasem the rabbi people. Now we go back to Bilam. Pasuk Aviyah says, Vayasem Hashem davar befi Bilam. Hashem put something in Bilam's mouth. What was that something? Rabbi Rezer omer malach. It was an angel. And Rabbi Yonatan omer amar chaka. Chaka is a fishing rod, but I think it means, yeah, not a fishing rod, it's just a hook, right? Mm-hmm. A hook. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, chaka, natan befi Bilam shelo haya menicho lekalel v'haynu v'yasa. He put a hook in his mouth like to hold him back. Then he didn't allow him to curse. I mean, Shama v'yochanan mi b'varachot, so Rasha, he says like this, mi birchato shloto Rasha, atalamad maya b'libo. The fact that he blessed him, but if you look at the blessings, you'll see what really was in his mind. Right? Because no mash lo yihu lahem batei knesot batei midrashot. He wanted to say they shouldn't have any shoes and batei midrash. Ma tov olecha Yaakov. And that's why he said Yaakov. But right? And it said, but came out, ma tov olecha Yaakov. And he blessed them. But you can see from the fact that he said, oh, olecha Yaakov. Right? That he meant to curse them on that. Lo tishe shchinahim. He said the shchinah shouldn't be on them. And he said, umishkenotecha Yisrael. The opposite. Lo tehe malchutam nimshecha. Their dynasty shouldn't continue. And he said, kenechalib nitayu. Right? That the rivers would flow forth, meaning from generation to generation. Lo yerem zatim v'kramim. They shouldn't have any olive trees or vineyards. And then he said, keganot alai. Right? Right? Look at the actual whole pasuk over there. Right? The pasuk says, Kenechalim itayu keganot alei nahar, right? Keganot alei nahar, that they flew, that they were based on the waters, they were natural waters. Lo yerecha nodef, look at Rashi there, recha nodef mimitzvot. Right? They shouldn't have beautiful smells. Right? Hashem shouldn't from the mitzvahs. Keohalim nata Hashem, keahalim. Well, just explain it to me. I'm actually, I put a question mark here. What's
it? Fragrant aloes, ahalim.
Okay. No, you lehem melachim balei koma. They shouldn't have kings with their stature. And he said, "Ka'arazim alei ma'im," like the cedars being tall in her. No, you lehem melech ben melech. They shouldn't again kings of kings. Yizal ma'im midalav. So too, they should flow from one to the other. There was no temachutan shleit beumot. Your king shouldn't rule over the nations. Yizalo the ma'im. Many it's. Right? Lot he azam malchutan. You shouldn't be strong. Vayarem meagag malchut. They basically look at Rashi. Vayarem metargiminan vetitkaf meagag. Shtei malchuto azah should be very fierce. Lot he mat malchutan. The people should be fearful of your kingdom. Vatinase malchuton. Your finger will be lifted up. So you see everything that he said here, the opposite took place. I hope it's recorded. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana kulam chazuri kala. Look at this. It's unbelievable. This. He said, like in the end, all the brochas that he gave them became curses. His curses actually took place. Chutz mi batei knisiot u mi batei midrashot. Except for that one. Shneemar, because the pasuk over here says, right, we've got a pasuk over here from Devarim, ולא אהבה השם לוקח על ישמוע ובילם, השם דמון היו, ויהפוך השם אלוהיך לך את הכללה לברכה, כי אהבך השם לוקחה. It says, כי ויהפוך השם אלוהיך לך, he changed them, את הכללה לברכה, only one of them to ברכה. Look at the Gemara. כי אהבך השם אלוהיך, כללה ולא כללות. Only one of them. אמר בשבוע ברחמני, אמר יונתן, מה נכתיב, נאמנים פצעי אוהב? Right, you know, let's end off over here.